Long gone are the days when there are only men in authority positions. Even in the Bible, God used women to lead others, teach others, and care for others. I'm very excited because in this three-part series, I'll be discussing with you leadership lessons from three amazing women in the Bible. Let's jump in. Leading as a woman is tough, but leading as a woman of faith is next level. However, it doesn't have to be that way. God has called you into this leadership role because He says you are worthy. You are His child, and if He qualifies you, who in this world can unqualify you? You might suffer from imposter syndrome and believe you're not good enough, but God says you are good enough. Hi, I'm Rika Whelan, Christian leader and workplace culture coach, and together we're going to navigate leadership with faith as our foundation. Let's get started. Grab your coffee or water, keep that notebook and pen handy, and let's jumpstart your leadership. Now, I'm so glad to be back. I took a three-week break, hence the reason I did the reruns on the podcast. And I had a good break, nice school holidays with the kids. They're all back again. I am very happy they're all back at school. 2 weeks of them at home whilst I'm trying to work from home can get very tricky and very tough. So this mum is very happy that they're back at school. Now, I'd like to start this episode by reading an amazing review from Tracy. Rika is a godsend, a true blessing. I love her insight and how she applies Christian principles to women in leadership. I was hooked and reeled in at the first episode, and it only gets better from there. Before finding this podcast, I was desperately searching for wisdom in dealing with toxicity in the workplace. I would wake up every day dreading the day, telling myself how much I hated my job and my life. I now have hope for a better version of myself with a vision of a better workplace. Rika, you have a beautiful soul. I thank the Lord for you. God bless you. Now, when I read that review first, I thought, oh my goodness, this is the most amazing review ever. Thank you so very much, Tracy. I feel extremely blessed to be an instrument to the Lord, for you, Tracy. You are one of the reasons I'm here. You're one of the reasons why this podcast needs to keep running, because you are not the only one that feels like that. And if we can connect other women as well that feel like that, and we can band together as women of faith in leadership, and we can say that we don't need to feel like that. There's other people, very worldly people, who make us feel like that. But God comes and He says that you are who I made you to be, and therefore you are perfect. So I look forward actually to sharing the rest of this episode with you, specifically Tracy, and then with all the listeners, because I believe that this is a really beautiful series that is just going to bring some comfort, but also some really good insight. Now, one of my absolute favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Ruth and Boaz. Now, I'm a sucker for a good romance, okay? So I've always loved it because it's just a nice, beautiful love story. And you can go and read that in the book of Ruth in the Old Testament. Believe me, you won't be sorry. Now, although Ruth wasn't a leader per se, there is one valuable leadership lesson we can learn from her: that she didn't give up on her people. People in this context being her mother-in-law. Now, let's quickly recap the story. I'm sure you've heard or read this story before, but basically Naomi was married and she had two sons. And both of these sons married. One was married to Orpah and the other was married to Ruth. Now, Naomi's husband and both of her sons died. The poor woman, that must have been an atrocious thing that happened to her. But so she was left with her two daughter-in-laws. Now, she had heard that the crops were doing really well in her hometown, so she decided to move back with her two daughter-in-laws. But on the way, she said to both of them that she thinks that it's going to be better for them both to go back to their mother's house so that they could remarry again one day. And although there was initial hesitation from both of them, Orpah departed. She decided, okay, she's going to go back. But Ruth was much more determined. And there was a little bit of a back and forth between Naomi and Ruth, but Ruth was just really determined. She was going to stay because that's the commitment that she made. She just decided that she committed herself to her husband and therefore also to her mother-in-law, and she didn't want to quit. She was just extremely, extremely determined, okay? And so Naomi realized, okay, you know, she's definitely not going to win this one. So she allowed Ruth to be by her side. Now, often as human beings, I'm talking to us as human beings, not as leaders, because I think that it's important that we just discuss human nature first and foremost. Now, as human beings, we tend to give up on people quite easily, especially if they've hurt us or they, you know, they've broken the friendship or they've done something to hurt us in the friendship or for whatsoever reason. I mean, you can even think about a I know of a family, I can use this as an example. I know of a family where one of the children got involved in drugs. And because he was involved in drugs, the family kind of had to write him off because he number one, didn't want to get off the drugs. He was stealing from them. And it went to a point where, you know, couldn't even let him in the house or accept a phone call because it just became to, it just, yeah, it's a terrible story. So I don't want to get too much into that because it is such a horrible and terrible story. And, you know, you would think, but how would a mother or a parent ever write their child off? Well, I think if you've been so hurt by your own child and so many things have happened, I think you're in just in, as a human being, you're in that place where you're so hurt that you just write them off. So again, that's the human nature, is we can give up on people. Okay. And, you know, think about the lost son. The brother gave up on the lost son that father never did. So, you know, there's so many things, examples that you can use, but as human nature, we unfortunately just tend to give up on people. And for some reason, it's quite easy. So I've been there as well, where I've given up on friendships quite easily. And, you know, to this day, I wonder, because it's now been many years later, I wonder, where are those people? What would have happened if we had stayed friends? But as leaders, let's now address this issue as leaders. As leaders, we need to rise above our human nature, and which is to give up on people, okay? So sometimes people just need us to believe in them, have faith in them, encourage them, and give them a little nudge or a push. So never give up on your team. Get to know them on a personal level, basically without crossing those boundaries, which are extremely important. So, I mean, don't go out at night partying with them. That's what I mean by crossing the boundaries. And if you do get to know them in that sense, it's a really valuable way for you to know when they need that bit of an extra push or a little bit of a, you know, hand, pull me up. Basically, like they're just about to fall down the cliff and you come and you pull them back up again. So the lesson that I want to teach, or that I feel like God wants to teach us through the book of Ruth, is that never giving up and having determination. And yes, Ruth had a lot of determination. So technically that's two, you know, she had a lot of determination as a leader in her own right. So she had a lot of determination. She did, and number two, she never gave up. So she just decided that no, she made a commitment and she was never going to give up on Naomi. And so we should also not give up on our people, because sometimes the people in our team can really let us down. They can really do some silly things. They hurt our feelings. They say bad things. They even talk behind our back. But the challenge for us as leaders is to rise above that and to not want to get them back or to just get even or to gossip back about them or to also badmouth them or to get them into trouble or whatever that might look like, because, again, that's human nature. But as leaders and as women of faith in leadership, we've been charged with the opportunity to make a difference. No matter what those people do to us, no matter how much it hurts, we have the opportunity to make a difference. And then a couple of years later, that person will 100% come to their senses and they'll think, wow, so and so. Let's call the leader Sarah. Sarah was so patient with me. I cannot believe it. And I actually still have examples of that in my life where, number one, I was a volunteer at a children's ministry and my head and my heart was not in it. And one of the leaders had been very patient with me. She called me and she said, but Rika, you are here to serve these children. The parents are relying on you to serve these children. And thank goodness she had that patience with me and had that openness to speak to me about my bad attitude, because I did have a bit of a bad attitude. I didn't understand because I was young and I just didn't understand the importance of my role as a volunteer in that children's ministry. But to this day, I can remember that thank goodness that that person spoke up and thank goodness that that person spoke to me in that manner, because I value that now so much. And then later on, I've got another example where I was working at a medical training company, and I had worked there for about 3 months, and I had had a week or two over Christmas break. And when I came back from Christmas break, I just felt completely deflated. There was something that had happened in my personal life. I felt deflated, and I just didn't want to be there, which meant that I wasn't motivated in my job. I wasn't hitting my SOPs correctly or my KPIs. I wasn't following the SOPs and not meeting my KPIs. And therefore, I was just not doing my job properly that I was being paid for. But thank goodness those leaders who I was working for sat me down one day and they said to me, Rika, what's going on? Because you've not been yourself since coming back from the holidays, and your work performance is not up to par. This is not acceptable. We've got clients that we need to book in for training. They need to get their training materials. What's going on? And just the fact that they sat down with me and they asked me what's going on, I could open up about what was going on in my personal circumstances and I could go and deal with that. Whereas if they hadn't, then you know, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to work through that. Potentially, I might have been fired later on, performance managed and then fired, or whatever that might have looked like. But because they were patient with me, because they listened, and because they were, yes, they could have potentially been so much harder on me. They could have come down on me and they could have screamed at me. They could have, you know, immediately given me a written warning, but they didn't do that. And those two leaders in particular, still to this day, I remember that and I think, thank goodness they were patient with me and that they did not give up on me, because they had those conversations with me. It changed who I am today, it changed who I was then, and it changed who I am today. So I'm so, 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 so thankful. So finally, lesson from Ruth is look who in your team is giving you the hardest time. I know that might be a tough one for you, but just don't give up on them. Have a conversation with them. Try and build that relationship. Try and build that bridge that's been really tough, that's been missing, that you feel like there's this gap between you and this person in your team. So just have determination and don't give up on them, okay? So this was an amazing episode. I absolutely love, love, love having the opportunity to share these amazing lessons with you. And in the next episode, we're going to discuss another amazing woman of faith. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm going to keep it as a surprise, but you don't want to miss it, because I've got two more amazing women that I want to speak to you about. So yes, this is a three-part series. Today was Ruth. And then next week, Monday, I'll talk to you. I'll share another one. And then the week after that, a third one. So I wonder if you can guess who the other two women in the Bible is that I'm going to talk about. So if you want to come and join the chat, come and join the Women of Faith in Leadership Facebook community. You can go to womenoffaithinleadership.com for more information, or you can simply go to Facebook and type in Women of Faith in Leadership and it should come up. So I am so thankful to be back and I look forward to chatting with you either in the Facebook community and then again next week on the podcast. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a review.
Your feedback means the world to me and lights me up every single time when I read it. And it makes me want to keep going. So please leave a review, and your review will also help other Christian women in leadership find the answers they are looking for. So whether you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, scroll down to the review section and leave that review. Then head over to womenoffaithinleadership.com and join our free Facebook community, and I look forward to engaging with you there.